Welcome to a special edition of the Reflex Blue Show. I am your host, Donovan Beery. I have with me co-host Ben Ludrick. Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Donovan.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, just driving through town from the big city of Boston, is David Seliger from Core 77. David, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Now, what is this? This is like a mystic road trip that just brought you in from Boston to Omaha. I assume with no stops in the way, just straight through shooting.
Just straight up, yeah.
It's the only thing to see in this country.
Of course.
Omaha.
No. So I graduated from college a few weeks ago.
And I've always, congratulations.
Thank you. I've always dreamed of seeing America. You know, I've done the family, you know, vacations to San Francisco, Los Angeles, the big places. And a lot
Omaha,
of
the, right.
Omaha, of course, yeah. A lot of the places we cover on Core 77, in terms of design, come out of places like New York City, Seattle, San Francisco. But there's so much more to see and so many more designers in America.
How long have you been covering for Core 77?
So I've been writing for Core 77 for about a year and a half now.
Wow.
Well, and what is it? And so you've been writing, but it's always based on these big cities, and you decide that Omaha needs attention.
Omaha and other cities like Charlotte, North Carolina, New Orleans, you know, places in New Mexico, in Arizona. So we're pretty biased when it comes to covering East Coast and West Coast, and Middle America tends to get lost in the mix.
Understandably.
We forget we're even here sometimes.
Wait, are we here?
I don't know.
See, it's hard.
So what type of – so was this your idea to take the route, or did Core 77 just be like, here's a $50 gift card for some gas?
For Cracker
Barrel. I hope you
Merrill.
Get good mileage.
Right.
Go get them.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not a writer by trade. It's something I just kind of do for fun, and I think I've shown over the past year and a half, you know, that it's something that I excel at doing, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to write and meet people, you know, either on the phone or in person at conferences and whatnot. So I think Core 77 gave me a bit of leeway when it came to planning this trip. I didn't have to do too much convincing to get them to let me go on this trip and just go get coverage in every state. You know, I travel in.
Are you hitting all 50 states?
Or I'm hitting about 30 or so states.
And how did you choose this? Was it based on the interstate system? Was it based on...
You know, I only have about 5 weeks to do this, so I was trying to hit as many states, as many, you know, fun cities as possible in those 5 weeks. I've actually, the very first post I wrote on this trip, I listed all the states I was going to be visiting, and I got some nasty comments about states and cities I left out. Or actually, I think someone called out Omaha and said, why aren't you visiting Baltimore? Because Omaha's, quote, the cultural center of America, in their sarcastic comment. But, you know, some places I had to hit just because, you know, I'm passing through Los Angeles or San Francisco, and others, you know, like Omaha, are just on the route.
And you're like, I think it might be corn season.
That's right.
I think it's just coming in. It's at the very beginning of corn season. You might be able to get some real good stuff if you had the right farmer's market.
Exactly. We're all about corn here. I don't know if you
of course.
That. Yeah, of course.
What now? How long has this trip been going on now?
So I've been on the road for about 4 weeks now. I've covered, I think, 26 states and 8,000 or so miles.
Wow.
So some of my longest days driving have been about 15 hours.
Oh, wow.
Which, being in the car for 15 hours at a time gets to you after a little while. But it's totally worth it to see all the design and meet all the great people I've met.
And how much is left of this trip?
So I have, I think, 4 major stops left. So I have Madison, Chicago, Detroit, and Pittsburgh left.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing. Any great stories so far?
Well, first off, where do people go? Where do our listeners go to read the blog posts that
so
you have written?
So all the blog posts are on core77.com. If you search for Route 77, the name of the road trip, you'll find all the articles.
It's not an official road trip if it doesn't have a custom logo and name.
It does have a custom logo, though.
Yeah. Right, that's perfect. What I mean. You do. You have a custom logo and a custom road trip name. That's
it is legit now. Designer approved.
All right. Now, Ben asked, what are the big stories? What's been the excitement? What has caught you off guard?
So, I mean, there's the big stories in terms of crazy stuff that I didn't think was going to happen. And then there's the big stories in terms of, you know, the trends I'm seeing as I drive across America. Because, you know, someone in Omaha, someone in New Orleans, you know, can't see the forest for the trees. They can only see, you know, what design is like in their city, what other people are doing in their city. Whereas I get to experience all these cities kind of rapid pace, rapid fire, and see the emerging trends of design in America. So things like the idea of storytelling in design, things like being generalists in design, you know, graphic designers who also do product design, who also do architecture, or vice versa. So there's kind of developing trends that people aren't always aware that they exist, but are just moving through America.
The return of the page curl, I'm calling it. Have you been seeing that? Is the page curl coming back?
Page curl, I don't think it's coming back.
Ah! Oh, I was hoping that was what you saw.
No, no. And then, you know, there's the other fun stuff, like when I visited Local Motors in Arizona, they're a crowdsourced car company that builds a kind of dune buggies meets Ferraris. I got to go for a test drive in one of those and nice. Get some air off a dirt ramp. So that was a lot of fun.
Wow.
You know, we've crashed a few designer parties along the way. So shout out to North Carolina. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, you know.
Rachel,
you know,
Martin. Yeah.
You know those North Carolina guys. They got the parties to crash.
Yeah. Okay. You know, and just, it's always just fun. You know, I never know what I'm going to expect. You know, I go into a place like Omaha expecting one thing, and I'm almost always pleasantly surprised. You know, what I find in terms of the city, you know, nightlife, design, whatever.
Mm-hmm. What have you been surprised about Omaha so far?
That there's people, actually. That's not a zombie ghost town. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
I was downtown last night, Monday night. I could not find a place to eat because all the restaurants were too crowded.
Oh,
I had to go to some
market.
Yeah, I had to go to some awkward Moroccan place.
Wow, I didn't know we had Moroccan places.
Actually, I heard that place is good. I don't know the name of it, but.
Yeah, I think it's Casablanca.
I don't know. We don't eat downtown as much as we should, just because
it's awkward.
We live midtown. Yeah.
It's not a burger place, so we don't go there.
Yeah, no. I understand.
But that's cool. So what are you doing tonight?
So tonight I am giving a talk at AIGA Nebraska at the Mastercraft Studios. Craig Hughes, who's the president of AIGA, asked me to come talk about both my road trip, you know, so things I found, trends I've discovered, people I've met. But then also service design, which is more my professional background. Mm-hmm. I went to school for engineering and design and kind of did my thesis on a weird mixture of the two of those. So I worked with a local police department to research what they needed done. I thought it was going to be very technology-based. Turns out it was much more kind of service, people-based. Mm-hmm. And then helped, you know, worked with them to redesign how they operate as a police department. So I'll be talking about service design and you know, designing for people in this talk.
Wow, that's not what I was expecting. It's very fascinating.
Yeah, so apparently AIGA has, I believe, IDEO and Frog are coming down next month to do a service design workshop. So my talk is kind of a crash course in, you know, everything you want to know about service design but were afraid to ask.
So that you can go to this other workshop informed?
Yeah, slightly more informed. Yeah, seem a little bit smarter in front of IDEO.
I like it. It's the Cliff Note version of a future event.
We are all about the Cliff Note version of anything around here. That's why we're interviewing you right now. We're just trying to get a Cliff Note version of
exactly,
who you are.
Exactly.
So what are you looking to do now that you graduated, once you actually return and you decompress from this massive trip of excitement? What do you plan to do from here on out? Do you have a goal?
So I have somewhat of a life plan. By life plan, I mean I have a 9-month plan. I've lived too much of my life knowing what I was going to do 4 years down the road, so it's nice to have a little freedom in my life.
Sure.
So I'm actually working for New York City Office of Emergency Management, so doing disaster response for all of New York City. It's kind of a postgraduate fellowship funded by Dartmouth College, where I graduated from, doing both community outreach, so helping citizens of New York prepare for disasters, then also doing logistics. So making sure that the city is prepared to respond to any type of disaster, whether it's terrorist attack, whether it's natural disaster like a hurricane, or anything in between.
Wow. That's pretty important stuff.
Yeah, so we're
excited
for
it. Was this something that has come about recently, or is this something that you've always thought about in the past?
I'd say everything aligned in probably the last 6 months when I was forced to figure out what I had to do.
That police job kind of help get you geared in that direction?
Yeah, the police thing definitely helped me think about what I wanted to do or also what I didn't want to be doing. Mm. You know, disaster response is a very new profession in the last 10 years. It's definitely grown to prominence since 9/11.
Right.
So it's taken on, you know, more importance in the world, in New York City especially, which means more opportunities to bring design and good design to the profession.
No, that's great. I mean, that there's so many aspects of design, which we try to cover quite a few of them here. But it's fun. It's always fun to hear of ones that we know that are helping people and that are good for the world, even if it's not something that we do directly. It's nice to see that there are many avenues in this profession, and it's just great. It's great to see.
We had a girl stop by the office yesterday to kind of do a little job shadowing, and she's just starting out in design school and just trying to figure out what she wants to do. And the cool thing in talking to someone that's just getting into it is design is not like this narrow, you know, funnel that you go into. It's like, it's so broad. I mean, as you know, you're doing design that, you know, we would never do, but like it's all considered design.
You know, and what's great about my background is, you know, I probably should have gone to design school, but I didn't. I went to liberal arts engineering, which means you don't really learn a lot about any one thing. You learn a little about a lot of things. So my background is very varied. You know, I've done stuff with graphic design, product design, architecture, psychology, UX, human factors, you name it.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So he says that Dave said that
I love blog comments.
So yeah, here's a blog comment that he got. He said it was an email from somebody that this is what they had to say about Omaha. Sure, go straight from Philly to D.C. and skip right over Baltimore because there's no design to be found here. Instead, you spend your time at the cultural hotbed that is Omaha.
Woohoo!
I realize that you have to cool down the stops, but man, I'm dismayed. Boise? Richmond? What?
Now, Richmond does have Virginia Commonwealth University.
They do.
Which is one of the top design schools in the nation, from what I understand.
Yeah, so they have the yeah, they have the Brand Center, which is kind of this cool up-and-coming advertising school, you know, graduate school, where they have a program called Creative Technology. So it's kind of like the product designers and, you know, design thinkers of the advertising, you know, industry.
Sure.
Phil Meggs, who wrote the book on design.
Oh yeah, Meggs.
He taught there until he passed away.
Oh wow.
So
it's actually it's a cool place. It's a nice city.
But I got to hint the Baltimore man. They know how to throw it down.
That's right.
So I respect them more now.
That's right. I will say I
did spend a day in Boise, and that town is worth stopping by. That was a fantastic tour.
You were just talking
hours.
About the Smurf turf down there, right?
Oh, and if you can get on the Smurf turf, it's worthwhile. You guys all know what I'm talking about.
What's the Smurf turf on?
It's just a blue field. It's a blue football field. Learn some sports, Ben.
There you
Learn
go.
Some sports.
There you go. And which one's football?
It's where they kick that spotted ball.
That's right. Is this the soccer football or is this the other one? Yeah, but I mean, Omaha's kind of a cultural hotbed. But I mean, this is obviously a comment from someone that's never been here. I mean, that's just all it is. That's what it comes down to.
No, it's someone who knows how to throw down, and I respect that.
That's right. Love it.
So what is the city that has surprised you the most?
City that surprised me the most.
What's the craziest thing that's happened? You getting like an 18 car pileup?
No. Luckily, I've avoided any bodily harm so far. I've had some close calls. I've had some really dangerous driving all through the South. South sucks at driving. There's actually
it's because they drive like NASCAR. I love it.
So some
no, it wasn't even that.
Oh,
it
really?
Wasn't. No, that. The fast driving West Texas, that was the best driving I encountered. It was the East Texas, nearly got killed there a few times.
Really?
There was a tractor trailer driving in front of me, started smoking, I had no idea why. Suddenly I look up and I see something flying through the air overhead, explodes into about 100 pieces and spreads over the highway. So there apparently their tire had exploded and nearly hit my car. That was a lot of fun.
There you go.
That's pretty good. That makes me want a road trip right now.
Yeah, you're really selling this on us, Dave.
Sorry. Too bad there haven't been more explosions, actually. But
keep you awake.
Yeah, keep me awake. Yeah.
So what else do you do at Core 77 besides risk life and limb to report on tractor tire explosions?
So when I'm not on the road, I'm usually busy writing up other types of articles, whether it's I just did a great series on cross-sections. So when I was growing up, I loved books on, you know, inside the human body, inside the cities. Star Wars cross sections.
I saw those posts. I was like, yes, I was so into this. The growing Kindersley books with all the...
Yeah, so that series probably got the best, response of anything I've ever written, which is a lot of fun. So, but that took a lot of time to track down, you know, all these little unknown, you know, artists and designers who made these cross sections. But finding out more about subjects that I'm deeply interested in, that's a lot of fun. You know, where else do you get to spend time, you know, looking up cross sections or looking up police cars and have some kind of payoff other than just personal satisfaction?
And for our listeners, that's on your own personal website, is that correct?
Yeah, it's on my personal portfolio, which is cargo.com/Dave Seliger, but it's also on Core 77.
Okay.
You can find it in both places.
Both places, got it. Yeah, I thought that was so intriguing to kind of see some of the behind the scenes. I always wonder, like, how do these guys do that? Like, you know, the Star Wars ones, they're like making that stuff up.
Yeah,
they dissect, they get, you know, the Millennium Falcon, they They rescue it from wherever it crashed a long, long time ago. And they start disassembling, they reverse engineer it, and they build a cross section from it. I mean, that makes complete sense to me.
I'm looking at this stuff now. I mean, they have the Millennium Falcon and the X-Wing, and, along with a lot of different things, the Death Star. And it's just so believable. I mean, these guys are really good.
Yeah.
So, fascinating. Good work, Dave.
Thank you.
How many stops per city are you making, by the way? Like, do you stay in a city for more than 24 hours, or are you just in and out?
Yeah, so some cities where it's just kind of...
I
want
to know how to properly plan my next...
copying you, by the way.
Please do.
You know.
Everyone listening to this now should take a road trip at some point in their life. But it's... I had no idea what I was doing when I planned this. I had about a week to plan everything, and I hit the road 2 days after I graduated. So I've kind of been learning how road trips work as I make my way across the U.S., but you know, in cities where I'm just doing a layover, it's usually 24 hours. Some, you know, cities like Omaha get to spend 48 hours. Yeah, ooh, exciting.
You got to spend more time in some of these big cities. I understand that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I think San Francisco was the most. I spent 72 hours there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that city.
Yeah, that's cool. I was there last year for the How Interactive conference. And
next year, the How conference is there, and I haven't been there in a few years. I'm excited.
It's a fun city.
Mm-hmm.
Really good food.
Oh,
really
yeah.
Good food, yeah. Great architecture.
Yeah.
And, so when you go to a city for 24, 48 hours, how do you decide, like, what design studios to stop by? Or are you hitting just, I mean, here in Omaha you're hitting graphic design studios, but are you hitting other types of design studios, like in San Francisco where you're able to hit, like,
Ammunition
or anything like that?
Yeah, so, you know, in San Francisco I hit a lot of proc design companies, same thing in Portland. It's just, you know, what I happen to stumble across when I'm Googling, you know, design in Omaha, design in, you know, New Orleans. Or maybe it's a firm I know of ahead of time. So, like, in New Orleans, I knew I wanted to check out Civic Center, really cool design activists down there. But honestly, just graphic design seems to be the most prolific and most progressive of a lot of the firms I've seen.
Well, and the most fun.
Well, there's probably, technically, because of what we do, there is probably more of us, more design firms than there are, like, product design firms.
True. But, you know, of the product design firms I've seen, there's been some really fantastic people doing fantastic things. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, there's more graphic design wherever I go. So apparently there isn't a big ID scene in Omaha, which I'm sad to find out about. There's no IDSA Omaha.
No, I don't even know what that is because there is not one here. And if it's not in Omaha, I do not pay attention.
Apparently not. I tried to tweet... IDSA to see if they knew of anyone here, and they said no.
No.
So
like Omaha,
that's kind of unfortunate. Yeah.
So what is the one studio that you wanted to see the most when you started out the road trip and you were able to make that one happen yet?
Yeah, so probably Astro Studios in San Francisco. I'm actually wearing their shirt right now. So this cool A logo. Right,
oh, okay. I was wondering. Okay,
yeah.
That's hot.
So they probably the best way to sum them up is they do sexy design, or they make boring products sexy. So they've done stuff like Boxy. They did Luxy. Those are kind of similar. They did the Soul Republic headphones that you may not have seen in Omaha. They're really big on the East Coast and West Coast. They just do a lot of cool, hip consumer electronics products.
And that's astrostudios.com?
Correct.
Is that right?
And did it live up to expectations, or was it one of those where, because when we interviewed Pentagram years ago, and we went in and we saw Robert Bruner, we talked on the phone, but we went to the studio, they're like, that door's locked, everything is, you know, confidential.
Yeah, except for probably one studio, I've gotten carte blanche, you know, to go into whatever studio I'm at. So actually the Toyota Concept Car Company, our design research studio, is the only place that I couldn't go behind closed doors. But everyone else has been very welcoming and inviting.
And I know. I mean, part of it isn't because they're being rude, but I mean, there's legal reasons. Like,
no, I totally understand.
Yeah, we
totally
can't have you blogging about what we're going to do in 10 years.
Yeah.
Somebody might catch up to us by then.
So even, you know, even places like Zeebo, which is a huge product consultancy, they showed me all their process and projects they're currently working on. Of course, I can't write about it, but it was great that I could see their process in use. But Astro Studios definitely lived up to all the hype. It's in this old cigar factory in kind of the hipster industrial part of town. I walk in and all the interns are playing beer pong and eating barbecue.
Oh, man.
Now, these guys do look pretty legit. And
I think we're flying into San Francisco a day early next year. I think we're crashing this place.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right, well, Dave, we really got to thank you for your time and stopping by.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, listeners. We'll be back with a regular show next week. We'll actually get back to Howe. For the first, so you know, you're going back to Boston. We'll be back in Boston at the same time.
It's like going back in time, but
it's time travel. Not really. Is one of the things we've that we never, do around here.
Yeah, we've got it kind of perfected.
If we had a hot tub that could, you know, perform that for us, that'd be awesome. But
we are working on getting the hot tub for the time machine because this other thing is kind of janky.
Somehow, hot tub time machine has become one of our common recurring themes on this.
Because
show.
It's awesome.
Okay, well, yet to be discovered by me.
All right, thanks, Dave, and you can follow Dave at 477.com.
Right.
All right.